morning, everyone. Good morning, Antigua, Freetown, St. Phillips, Willikers, Bethesda, Parham, York, St. John's, English Harbor, Liberta, and the entire island. Hello to the rest of the Caribbean islands. Hello, Jamaica, Kingston, Ocho Rios, Mo Bay. Hello, Africa, Malawi, Nigeria, Ghana. Hello to the United States. Hello to the United Kingdom, Canada, England, U.S. Virgin Islands, and hello to everyone else who is listening. Thank you all for your patience as I recuperated back to 100%. Thank you for listening and sharing my link. For those of you listening for the first time, my name is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram, where I welcome all comments, feedback, and questions. I started to read about my life in Antigua 2 weeks ago, and it was my intention to speak on my humble beginnings and the importance of it all. I thought to myself of how much our children needs to learn discipline and have character so that our hope for the future would look a lot more promising. But the Spirit steered me in a different direction. And so today I will speak to you on your relationship. God has always told me to look back. As time went by, I saw the importance of looking backwards. Now, he didn't say to go backwards, but he said to look backwards. Today, I ask you to look back. Looking back is going to make you come forward stronger. As you look back, try to remember what it felt like when you met your spouse. Remember all the little things you did for that person and how you enjoyed each other. Things were less stressful, no complications. You made time for each other. It was never too late to call the other person, neither were the calls too much. You welcomed it all. Try to remember the way you felt as you heard that person's name or when you saw that person. Things have changed in the relationship. It could have been wanting a bigger house, having children, demands of work, parents getting older and you have to help them by having them move in, or it could be an ailment. Whatever demands are that caused that shift, as you look back, think of the feelings that mattered. Now that you have looked back, it is time to rebuild. Start small. Speak gently to each other. For a second, I wondered why God laid it on my heart to change the course of my topic for today. As I thought about it, I realized that for the past few months, we were struck with a virus that could do the most damage to relationships possible. Even though some are married, staying home all day with the spouse was the hardest test of the marriage. Alcohol and tobacco consumption were record high in the convenience stores because the bars were closed and people needed the alcohol to be able to cope with their spouse. We have to move forward. The virus did irreparable damages, but yet we have to go on. Listeners, the entire ordeal was hard and is hard on everyone. Christians, we need to lead the way. To move forward, we have to show the world that God is still in control. Though it looked bleak outside, he has not left us. Looking back at those times when things were simple and you were blissfully happy is encouraged to help us through this. Some of us lost loved ones. Some of us had to be inside with our spouses and it caused more damage than good. No matter what has put a block in the way, we can overcome it. I challenge you today to go beyond the expected. Husbands, do something small for your wife to get back on track, especially if you are not where you should be. Wives, accept what your husband did for you and show appreciation. Wives, do something for your husband. Perhaps you could cook his favorite meal. Husbands, please say thank you, even if the food was not to your liking. As you do something small for each other, listen to the atmosphere in the home. Less conflict in the home makes it more pleasurable for the children. It is needed to get back on track. Listeners, we are going to rebuild before the virus takes all of our hope. We are going to rebuild our relationships before all our relationships are destroyed. There is a section in my book that speaks on marriages. If you have the book or if you have not purchased my book, His Strength and His My Weakness, please get a copy of it so you could read up on marriages. It is very enlightening. If you have been following, then you know that we are still working on being all that we can be. We are all that we can be. We can do it. We are still in the process of training the mind and the body will follow. Setting our house in order is part of the training process. Let's continue to train our minds so that we can overcome all hesitancy. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you are still in control. And though it looks bleak, dear God, and our houses are in chaos, spouses are not getting along, children are lashing out for whatever reason, God, you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and your word is true. So help us to stand on your word, to push forward, to tackle whatever that comes our way. Help us to look backwards and see the joy that we had at some point in our life, dear God, and to stay with that joy. So many times we get caught up in the negative in this world and we tell ourselves that we can't do it. Yes, we can. God, you said your strength, it's your strength in our weakness. So we need to tap into the strength that you gave us and then we need to lean on you. We thank you for everything that you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you're getting ready to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Listeners, thanks you once again for tuning in and listening to my word. I hope that it will touch someone today and we could start to see the changes in our home and then in our society as we rebuild what was broken. Thank you, be blessed, and have a great day.